from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, December 22nd. Just ahead, for many Midwestern states, this was the first year of legal hemp production. And while challenges persist, many remain hopeful for the crop's future. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin tells us how hemp farmers fared this year in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers have not officially met for a full legislative session day since late May, more than 200 days ago. But as Hannah Meisel reports, there is movement to allow the General Assembly to meet remotely throughout the duration of the pandemic.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have grown agitated that they can't officially do much to influence the way Illinois is handling the pandemic. For the last 10 months, Governor J.B. Pritzker has issued a series of disaster declarations and executive orders dictating how Illinois would operate. But Democratic lawmakers on Monday said they're ready to file a bill allowing for remote legislating in Illinois in times of crisis. State Representative Ann Williams of Chicago said by not meeting for more than 200 days, the legislature has failed to do its job.
We're dealing with a crisis of epic proportions, both on the public health front as well as economically. And we want to get back to work. We don't have time to wait for the pandemic to blow over.
If the legislature convenes in person for a so-called lame duck session in early January, they could pass the bill, which Pritzker has previously indicated he'd support. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The state of Illinois reported nearly 4,700 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 98 additional deaths from the disease. The number of cases is the fewest in one day since late October. The seven-day rolling case positivity rate fell slightly to 7.5%. Some medical staffers in Illinois have received the first doses of the COVID vaccine, but a hospital administrator in central Illinois says he's worried the vaccine's arrival will cause some to get lax about COVID safety. Paul Scowron is CEO of Warner Hospital in Clinton. He's noticed the daily coronavirus tests at his hospital are down sharply in recent weeks.
That seems to be affecting some of the public's attitude as to not necessarily needing the testing as much as previously. I don't know that that's the proper attitude, but that seems to be part of the mentality right now.
Scowron says he's optimistic a return to normal could come as early as May. Champaign County health officials reported 78 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases fell to 712, the lowest number since November 13th. The number of Champaign County residents hospitalized with COVID-19 remains unchanged at 16. The county's rolling seven-day test positivity rate is at 6.1%, excluding University of Illinois testing data. Meanwhile, Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves a broader region, reports 62 patients hospitalized with COVID-19 and 13 patients in the ICU. The number of ICU patients is the lowest since December 9th. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says 564 county residents have received the COVID-19 vaccine as of yesterday. So far, the vaccine has been limited to healthcare workers with direct exposure to COVID-19. Residents of long-term care facilities are the next group set to receive the vaccine. The University of Illinois formally introduced Brett Bielema as its new football coach yesterday. Bielema says one of his top priorities will be keeping the top high school football players in the state from going elsewhere.
And I don't care what size of school, I don't care if it's public or private, north, south, east, west, in the middle of the state. They will have contact with my staff. I will have all 10 of my coaches be assigned to an area in the state of Illinois that is our priority.
Bielema grew up in Prophetstown, Illinois, near the Quad Cities. He has previous head coaching stops at Wisconsin, where he won 3 Big Ten championships, and Arkansas, where he was fired in 2017. Still to come, Illinois Newsroom agriculture reporter Dana Cronin takes a look at how one of the state's newest cash crops fared this year. The year in hemp is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The most recent farm bill legalized hemp production nationwide, but left individual states in charge of the oversight. As the crop continues to roll out across the Midwest, some states are seeing more success than others. But as Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, farmers generally remain optimistic about hemp's future.
0.3% is hemp's magic number. That's the level of tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, that distinguishes hemp from marijuana, and one of the few things the federal government regulates. Jay Cada didn't quite make the cut.
We were the first crop in Iowa to test hot. We were more than twice the limit of THC in our plants.
He and his colleagues who run 4M Farms in southeast Iowa had no other choice.
We had to mow everything down and burn it.
Cada says growing hemp is hard work. Unlike row crops, most things have to be done by hand.
I have a newborn baby, so I spent all summer, instead of playing with her, I was weeding a field. You know, we were filthy and we were dirty and we were sweaty and it sucked and it was hot and it was miserable. And after all that, she's like, that's cool. I'm just going to light that on fire.
Cada isn't the only one. About 13% of Iowa's hemp crop came in above the legal THC threshold. In Missouri, it was about 9%. That's largely because for many states like Iowa and Missouri, this was the first year of legal hemp production.
Anytime you start something up, I think you have some highs and some lows and some things you didn't see coming at you.
Robin Prusner oversees the hemp program for Iowa's Department of Agriculture. She says there have been a whole host of challenges for farmers this year, including the amount of sheer manual labor.
That's like, you know, having a tomato garden that's 5 acres or however big compared to just your little kind of more typical garden in the backyard.
Producers across the Midwest struggled with other issues in the field this year, like pests and weeds, but it didn't get much easier once the hemp was harvested. Most hemp grown in the Midwest is for CBD, or cannabidiol, which is the non-psychoactive ingredient found in the cannabis plant. Extracting the CBD requires a processor. But because the industry is still so new, there's a severe lack of licensed processors across the region.
We have now licensed 364 hemp processors for what is, at this exact moment in time, an exact 800 licensed hemp growers.
David Lakeman manages the Division of Cannabis Regulation at the Illinois Department of Ag. He says the gap between growers and processors has narrowed slightly this year. But some more experienced farmers have figured out a workaround by acquiring their own processing licenses. Farmers like Andy Houston, who's been growing hemp in Illinois for 3 years now.
The CBD that's in our products came off of our farm. We know exactly where it's been. We know exactly how it was raised.
Because he has dual licenses, Houston can grow the hemp, extract the oil himself, and then sell different infused products on site. It's a model that's worked well for him. And along with a great growing season this year, Houston says he's optimistic about hemp's future in the state.
Oh, the hemp's going to be around. I mean, it's just, it works too good not to be around.
Not only does the product work well in terms of relieving aches and pains, Houston says hemp also loves the Midwestern climate. Not to mention, the CBD market continues to grow. David Lakeman at Illinois Department of Ag says, look out, corn and soybeans.
I think that within the next 5 to 10 years, hemp will be, in terms of the dollar amounts, one of the top three agricultural exports of the state of Illinois.
He says hemp's medical and industrial potential, plus the ingenuity of growers, means the crop's future is bright. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see plenty of sunshine today, not quite as windy, with a high of 45 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Eric Stock, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.